Blackstone Audio presents
The Curse of the Pharaohs by Elizabeth Peters. This book is read by Susan O'Malley. Dedication to Phyllis Whitney. Chapter 1. The events I am about to relate began on a December afternoon when I had invited Lady Harold Carrington and certain of her friends to tea. Do not, gentle reader, be misled by this introductory statement. It is accurate, as my statements always are, but if you expect the tale that follows to be one of pastoral domesticity, enlivened only by gossip about the county gentry, you will be sadly mistaken. Bucolic peace is not my ambience, and the giving of tea parties is by no means my favorite amusement. In fact, I would prefer to be pursued across the desert by a band of savage dervishes brandishing spears and howling for my blood. I would rather be chased up a tree by a mad dog, or face a mummy risen from its grave. I would rather be threatened by knives, pistols, poisonous snakes, and the curse of a long-dead king. Lest I be accused of exaggeration, let me point out that I have had all those experiences save one. However, Emerson once remarked that if I should encounter a band of dervishes, 5 minutes of my nagging would unquestionably inspire even the mildest of them to massacre me. Emerson considers this sort of remark humorous. 5 years of marriage have taught me that even if one is unamused by the presumed wit of one's spouse, one does not say so. Some concessions to temperament are necessary if the marital state is to flourish, and I must confess that in most respects the state agrees with me.